哋今日都係好特別，係有馬天祖牧師嚟到講到，我哋大家都係經常嘅見到馬牧師嘅。咁今日我哋係交換講台，所以佢喺呢度，我要去英文堂嚟到去正道。我哋亦都感謝主有 Panda 弟兄係為我哋嘅傳譯嘅。
多謝 KC 牧師幫我哋去英文堂講道。Thank you.
Thank you, Casey, for taking my role.
我哋頭先講笑話 ，we bring the best pastors to each congregation, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, I'm so thankful to be here this morning.
我非常之多謝大家俾機會我能夠有機會今日同大家分享。
I take it as a treat each month that I could be here.
我實在覺得呢個係一個嘅榮譽，能夠喺呢度同大家去見面。
And I speak from the bottom of my heart. It blesses me, and hopefully, it blesses you.To be able to hear God's word each week.
呢個的確係我心底裏面嘅感受，希望能夠透過神嘅話語去激勵大家。
I'm thankful for your examples in my life.
我亦都好多謝大家能夠為我做咗好多嘅好好嘅榜樣。
And it helps me to be a better servant of God.
以致我能夠成為一個更好嘅牧者。
I thank you for teaching me more Chinese, 廣東話, right?
我亦都多謝大家俾機會我能夠去改善我嘅廣東話。
So that I can better understand you.
所以亦都令我能夠更加容易去明白大家。
So this morning,
今天早上
we still got 10 minutes. I could say this morning.
仲有十分鐘。
You know, we're gonna do a little review, right?
我會能夠有少一個小小嘅複習。
I did a little review with the morning worship.
我今天早上面嘅早堂嘅時候，亦都做同樣嘅事情。
I think it's good as students of God to be, you know, constantly reminded, right?
所以作為主嘅門徒嘅時候，其實都能夠不斷嘅重複温習係一件好事。
You know, we're journeying through our second year for a theme, Go and Bear Fruit.
我哋作為第二季嘅時候，去喺呢一個主題上面去結果子。
And some people say, "Wow, you're still going on that theme, right?"
好多人都成日話：嚇，我而家仲喺度行緊啊！
點解咁慢嘅？ They say, right?
How come it's so
slow, right? How come, right? But I want to, you know, emphasize something.
但我其實好想提出一點。
That we want to intentionally.
我希望能夠好確切有目標地
slow down.
去慢落嚟
，and really re-examine，
以致我哋能够不断重新嘅检视。
You know each phase and process of the disciple making process。
喺每一个作主门徒嘅环节上边反复思量。
You know this year，
喺今年
，our theme，
我哋嘅主题
，you could say our sub theme，
或者你话我哋嘅分题。
Do you know what it is？
大家知唔知道系乜嘢啊
？I think Leo To knows. He's trying to.But it won't come out, right? So do you know what it is? It's not a test. You should know, right?
嗱，呢個唔係一個嘅測驗嚟㗎。我相信大家都應該估到㗎。
If you don't know, I got a lot of work to do. I got to go back and refocus. But you should know, right?
但我希望大家都知道。
Yes, go fish for people.
去使人作得人如夫。
See, it's very interesting. We're at this phase of the disciple making process.
其實好有趣嘅，我哋嚟到今次呢一個分題裏。
We want you to understand it, but before we get there.
當我們未去到那一步之前
You have to understand why we're even here、right?
我們需要明白究竟我們為什麼會來到今天這個步呢
The end result is of course we want fruit、right?
我們的終點沒錯是要能夠去結果子
We want lasting fruit
我希望能夠不斷持續的
See the Gospel John talks a lot about not just fruit but it's lasting fruit、right?
在養福音裡面的時候不斷提及到是
So how do you have lasting fruit?
我點先可能夠做到呢一樣嘢咧
？First and foremost, it needs to start with us, right?
首先要明白嘅呢一樣嘢唔係單靠自己。
We need to go and bear this fruit.
我哋係去冇錯，係需要去結果子。
And it starts with the lost.
但係我哋係先由失喪嘅人開始。
It starts with those that don't know Jesus.
我哋先由嗰啲未認識耶穌基督嘅羣體開始。
And we start to point them to come and see Jesus.
我哋首先向佢哋指明嗰度就係方向。
Whether it's at church.Whether it's at a coffee shop,
或者係喺呢一個 Tim Hortons,
yeah, or Starbucks, or maybe it's at work, right?
總之去到某一啲嘅餐廳裏。
Maybe it's a conversation with your neighbor while you're mowing the lawn, right?
或者甚至乎你喺剪草嘅時候能夠同鄰居攀談。
You know, or maybe some of the ladies while you're doing your nails.
或者你喺度問你啲女士們搽緊手指甲嘅時候。
You know, one of my wife's best places, you know, to go bear fruit to be Jesus is when she's getting a manicure and pedicure, right?
對我太太嚟講嘅時候咧， yeah. 最能夠把握機會同人哋分享福音咧，就係去做緊美甲嘅時候啦。
Because she stuck with them and they're stuck with her, right?
因為喺嗰個時候咧，其實大家都唔喐得。
But the interesting thing is about the intentionality, right?
但係好重要嘅咧，就係大家要去刻意去做呢一樣嘢。
Point people to Jesus.
能夠 向別人介紹俾耶穌。
So fine, that's chair one.
喺今日。
That's chair one. That's the first chair.
第一張凳。
Yes. Now we move to chair two.
當我哋去到第二張凳嘅時候。
And some people say, why is there a gap between chair one and two?
大家有冇留意到第一張凳同第二張凳中間係有個少少嘅空隙嘅？
Because that is the room for the cross.
Because
only the cross has the power to convict someone to say yes to Jesus.
You could
come and see Jesus all you want, but there needs to be a decision, right? It's only the power of the cross and the work of the Spirit convicts someone to give their life to Christ to follow
Him.
And what are we trying to produce here? Not just Jesus as our Savior. That's not hard to say, yes, Jesus, thank you for saving me. I'll see you in heaven.
Right?
Actually, I have a few friends that say, what's one more God? There's no problems, just in case, right?
Right?
Yeah, so why not? I'll say yes to Jesus. Right?
没问题,
but when we point them and say, Jesus is not just your Savior, He is your Lord.
Right?
That's very different when you say Jesus is your Lord.
Right?
Because He becomes your all in all. He's your purpose. He's the reason why you live. So that's why that's chair two. We want people to realize that.
Right?
And when they get that, when they understand the heartbeat of Christ,
right?
When they understand their identity in God,
right?
They understand the priorities of Christ,
and they
understand what Jesus is inviting them to, right?
He
says, look, guys, listen, the harvest field is plenty, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And I'm calling you. If you take courage to follow me and reap the harvest, and that's where we are this year. Learning more to be equipped to be harvesters.
Right?
And some say, oh, hold on, George, I'm not there yet. But that's okay. We want you to understand each process.
Right?
So it's no secret, next year, 2020. I love 2020. It's perfect vision, right? A lot of churches use 2020 as the vision casting year, right? Well, I would like to see that too. 2020 a year, right? That we're able to understand what it means to go bear fruits.
Right?
The final process. The disciple-making process. That's really cool. You know, I'm going to rewind a bit to the beginning of this year. This year we began with a book called Hebrews.
Right?
And if you look at the book of Hebrews, you come to realize that, you know, it talks a lot about who God is, who Christ is.
Right?
It's sort of like a lawyer presenting a case to say, Jesus is greater than A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right. Right.
So you know these are the reasons why, right? See, they were writing to a very Jewish audience, right? So you're talking about priests, talking about angels, because those are the ones they felt had higher position, right? So you know, the writers said, don't forget, that's fine, right? That's okay. But don't forget, there's someone even far more superior. It's Jesus. And we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
Right?
Once we realize who Jesus is,
who
he is to us,
对我们来说的时候,他是哪位?
And who we are to him,
对他来说的时候,我们又是哪位?
He calls us to reflect him.
他呼召我们去反射他的荣光,
like a mirror.
就好像一面镜子一样,
and that's why we need each other.
所以我们需要大家,
that's why we jumped into 1 Corinthians.
接下来的时候,我们就跳去到哥林多前书,
and some people say, George, wow, you're crazy. I talk about 1 Corinthians. That's a messed up church, right?
哇,很多人都提到,哇,你竟然敢去哥林多前书,哥林多前书提及到很多教会的问题的。
But it's so messed up that, you know, members sleep with the mother-in-law and think it's okay, you know?
在哥林多前书的背景里面的时候,淫乱到一个地步的时候,人竟然跟恶母去发生关系。
They could come drunk to take communion, right?
甚至乎在守圣餐的时候,竟然可以喝到酩酊大醉。
You know, they come and quarrel each other, right?
甚至乎彼此为敌。
But in reality,
但在现实里面,
what happened to that church?
在当日哥林多前书所面对的事情,
if we are not careful,
如果我们今天不小心的时候,
identically, it can happen to us.
同样会发生我们身上.
You can say, hold on, I don't sleep with my mother-in-law. I don't get drunk at the communion table.
但你不要说那么夸张, right? 我不会做那些事的.
But hear me out for a second.
大家听我说先.
The root of the issue,
问题的根源,
was they allowed the world,
就是当时的信徒, 容许世界,
to shape them.
容许世界去改变他们的价值观.
Instead of them as Christ followers,
而相反,他们不能够令到基督徒去影响世界。
Yeah, they were not able to influence the world.
他们不能够做到。
So the writer is saying,
所以作者这么说,
listen, you use that unified power,
所以作者去警告他们, 你们的所谓合一,
to understand your role in the body of Christ, right?
当你们明白到自己在作为基督的一份子的时候的身份,
to bring God glory.
你实应该是要将荣耀归给神。
And my heart is, we're able to do that as the body of Christ here.
而这个也同样是我的心愿。
Understand your role.
去明白我们个人应该扮演什么角色。
Understand your unique contribution to the body of Christ, because we all have a role, right?
作为一个肢体的一份子的时候, 我们能够扮演什么角色。
It's interesting, English ministry right now, just give you an update.
Okay, 很有趣的,当在英文堂的时候,
you know, in our small groups,
在这个小组里面,
you know, we started a series of spiritual giftings.
我们去提及到一些属灵的恩赐。
So we, because our heart is, we want to align each other into how God has gifted and passioned us for his kingdom's sake. Right?
我都希望能够透过这些小组讨论的时候, 让学员能够去明白到神给每人有不同的恩赐。
But it's not just discovering what their gifts are.
而不是只是单单去发掘自己的恩赐。
Our role as a church,
right,
is to create a platform where you can sharpen those gifts.
就能够成为一个平台，让大家能够去更好的磨练自己的恩赐。
So that we can better.
以致我们能够成为一个更好的。
We can better.
我们每个人都能够有所改造。
As a body,
作为基督的肢体,
to be more effective and agile for Christ.
能够成为一个基督更有效的。
So fast forward now, we're moving into 2 Corinthians.
我们很快就去跳到哥林多后书。
And 2 Corinthians, you know, it talks a lot about outside the community of the church.
就讲到提及到很多教外的事情了。
That we need to learn to live,
我们就希望能够去学习到怎样在活在这个世界当中,
to point people to Christ.
在这个世界上的时候能够将人介绍给主。
So I'm going to rewind back to 2 weeks ago.
所以让我们能够看一看两个星期之前,
I don't remember who spoke here 2 weeks ago.
我不太记得两个礼拜之前是谁。
But my prayer is, they better get it right. Right?
我希望能够带出一个正确的信息。
So I'm going to test you guys, right?
我希望能够有一个考试。
Last week, not last week, but the week before.
前一个礼拜,
you know, they talked about letters, you remember?
前一个礼拜的时候提及到的信,
letters, right? Right? Letters, not just words on a sheet of paper, right?
是讲一封封的信。
But it's not talking about that.
其实不是讲那些。
But it's talking about, you know, spiritual letters, living letters.
是讲透过我们自己所扮演的活生生的。
So Paul is, what Paul is trying to say, if you want to influence the world, you got to realize that you are a living letter, right?
保罗在这里劝勉他的信徒，如果我们要去影响世界的时候，我们就成为一个活生生的见证。
We're all living letters.
我们每一个人都是扮演着这个角色。
We're all, you know, like an indirect endorsement by Jesus. Right?
我们每一个人都扮演着基督的一个的代言人。
So it's sort of like I'm writing a letter to endorse Panda, my good friend. He's good, you know. He's an amazing interpreter, and he has a heart fixed on Jesus.
正如我去对某某弟兄有一些评价的时候。
Well, then that's my endorsement to him.
这个就是我对他能力品格的肯定。
And that gives him credibility wherever he goes. Right?
这个就以致他能够，那位某某弟兄能够去到每一个不同的地方的时候，都能够得到别人的认可。
Well, just like you and I.
就好像你同我一样。
Don't think you have no influence.
不要以为你自己是没有影响力。
Don't think it's not your job. Right?
不要以为你自己是没有。
Don't think you are not capable of doing it.
不要以为你自己没有能力这么做。
You know, Paul tells us, encourages us,
保罗这么说，他鼓励我们,
that Jesus has endorsed each and every one of us as living letters.
其实耶稣基督已经肯定每一个人能够去做到这样东西了。
You know, the question is,
问题就是,
are we keeping that pocket, that letter in our back pocket? That's it.
我们是不是能够去忠于扮演这个角色呢?
Or are we proud of that letter?
又或者我们是不是感到能够扮演这个角色?
And we want to live it out loud, right?
而我们愿不愿意都在人面前去公开我们这个身份?
It's an accurate endorsement of Christ.
我们能够成为一个基督的一个的
See, I love that imagery, living letters.
我能够去欣赏这个的比喻。
If you forget everything the pastor talked about that week, it's okay. Just remember, living letters are Christ's endorsement to you.
如果大家什么都不记得的时候，只需要记住这一点就可以了。我们每一个人都耶稣基督一封活生生的见信。
Okay, fine. You may not remember 2 weeks ago. That's okay.
可能两个礼拜之前。
What about last week?
咁上个礼拜咧？
Last week, what did we talk about?
上个礼拜港台又讲过啲咩咧？
Some are shaking their heads. Some are not looking at me. I know that whole feeling, right? But last week we talked about another imagery.
我哋上个星期嘅时候又提及到另外一幅嘅图画。
Broken jars of clay.
呢一个嘅破碎嘅器皿。
You know, clay is messy.
嗰啲嘅泥土黏土。
But it's not very valuable.
Right?
Especially a broken vase, no one wants that. You go to IKEA, you see a broken vase, you probably walk on and find a better one. Right?
当你去譬如喺 IKEA 嘅时候行过嘅时候，见到一个破碎咗嘅器皿嘅时候，你就觉得，诶，唔值钱嘅，不是一看。
But it's a powerful imagery.
但系其实大家留意呢一个幅好有能力嘅一幅嘅景象。
Because what is Paul saying?
保罗系讲紧啲咩嘢咧？
Buried within that broken.Jar and clay is this hidden treasure, right?
就喺嗰個嘅破碎嘅泥土做嘅器皿裏邊嘅時候，就係一個極大嘅寶貝。
And what is that treasure?
嗰個寶貝係啲咩嘢咧？
It's Christ.
嗰個寶貝就係耶穌基督。
It's the message of Christ.
嗰個就係耶穌基督。
You say, hold on a second. Why would Jesus find a broken jar and messy clay as his vessel? Why would he do that?
可能你會問，點解耶穌基督會揀選一啲破損有爛嘅器皿？去作為去釋放佢嘅光芒咧。
See, you got to think about this for a second.
嗱，大家諗一諗先。
Imagine we are a perfect vase.
如果我哋每一個人都係一個完好無缺嘅花樽
，no blemish，
毫無瑕疵。
When people look at you, what do they see?
當人去睇到我哋呢一個完美無瑕嘅花樽嘅時候
，they see you.
Yes, 佢哋只係能夠睇到你
，the vase，
睇到你一個嘅完美嘅花樽
，the beautiful vase.
And
it's all about me.
完全只是见到你。
All about how good I could keep the vase, right?
啊，我真的想拥有这个花。
How good I could present myself, right?
真的非常之好啊。
But that's not the reason.
但是这个正正就不是那个原因。
You know, God takes, you know, ordinary things like clay.
神就是用一些很普通不过的物件。
And in brokenness, where we are, we're all broken. We all got our flaws.Right?
甚至乎將佢破碎，正如好似我哋一樣。
I have many flaws, right? I have many flaws.
包括我自己在內有好多嘅瑕疵。
And you got to realize this: God's glory is able to seep through those cracks, those flaws in our life to bring Him glory.
就係透過呢一啲破損嘅器皿、瑕疵嘅時候，神嘅榮光就能夠透過呢一啲嘅罅隙、呢一啲嘅窿裏邊嘅時候。
So when people see us as a broken vase,
所以当我哋作为一个破损嘅器皿嘅时候
，they see the glory of God of Christ seeping through each and every crack and crevice.
佢哋就能够去睇到破损器皿里边嘅时候，耶稣基督嘅荣光点样去透过嗰啲嘅裂痕，透过嗰啲嘅窿去展现出嚟。
So that goes back to the saying that we hear a lot: God can use our brokenness for His glory.
很多时候我们都会听到人说神就利用我们的不完全去彰显他的荣美。
So today,
在今天
we're going to continue through the journey, 2 Corinthians.
当我们在今天的时候我们要去继续这个迈向这个旅程的时候
Chapter 5,
在第五章临后
Verses 1 to 10.
第一至第十节。
But before we begin, let me pray for you.
让我们开始之前我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐下话语。
We thank you for the opportunity to dive in your word.
俾我哋能够有机会去深入研读。
Father, I pray that you give us eyes to see.
天父，多谢你赐俾我哋有眼睛
，ears to hear，
有耳朵可听
，you know a mind to really comprehend，
甚至俾我哋能够有意念可以去分辨
，and a heart to absorb what you have for us。
更加俾我哋能够有心去吸收你自己。
And ultimately, hands and feet to live it out。
最终以致我哋能够喺生活里边行出嚟。
So Father, cleanse my lips。
天父，求你洁净我嘅嘴唇。
Maybe your words。
要透过你自己嘅话语。
And yours alone。
亦都係唯獨你自己。
In your precious name we pray.
奉耶穌基督寶貴名字求。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to take you on a little review, right?
我能從一再有一個少少嘅。
Because we never talked about this last week.
我哋其實上次我哋冇講。
And this is crucial if we're going to talk about chapter 5.
其實呢一個咧係喺睇哥林多後書第五章嘅時候咧係一個好關鍵。
So I'm just going to take you back one chapter.
讓我哋睇睇哥林多後書第四章。
And we're going to take you back to two verses.
我哋希望能夠睇兩節嘅經文。
Actually three.
Right. 16 to 18.
I'm going to ask our friend Panda to read that for us.
Okay. 林后四章十六至十八节。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自暂自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
That's awesome. Thank you so much. What is the connection between 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 5?
究竟哥林多后书第四章同第五章有咩关系咧？
We see these verses as a bridge towards chapter 5.
我哋其实可以睇到呢一个系作者嘅思路上面一个。
See, here's a key point. Right?
呢一个系重点嚟噶。
Our outer self, which is our self,
我哋嘅外体
is wasting away.
系会一天一天咁毁坏。
What does that stand for?
系代表啲咩意思？
What does it mean?
是为什么呢?
Our outer self is wasting away.
我们的肉体在不断不断的毁坏。
Indirectly, it means our physical bodies are dying.
其实就说我们这个的活着这个身躯的时候不断的衰老。
And as such,
正因为如此,
we have this unseen promise.
我们就有这个看不到的应许。
That we look for the resurrection of the body.
我们就希望能够去盼望得着将来身体得熟。
And it's a whole notion of hope.
这个正正就是我们的盼望。
Right? The whole notion of hope.Right?
我们的盼望。
See, in one sense, you know, Paul could talk about living letters.
在一方面的时候，保罗不断去讲这个活生生的战术。
He could talk about broken jars of clay.
保罗都提及到一些神透过破碎的器皿。
But ultimately, now he's moving up and musically, it's sort of like the crescendo, right?
就好像在这个音乐里面的时候，慢慢发展到一个思路上面的高峰。
The message is hope.
这个高峰的重点就是
It's hope.
盼望。
See, Paul unpacks the truth here in 10 verses.
保罗就透过呢十节嘅经文嘅时候，将重点带出。
So first and all, I'm going to focus on the first five verses.
我首先会去留心第一至第五节。
See, Paul talks about.
保罗喺呢度提及到。
And helps us to look at what we cannot see.
提及到一啲我哋唔能够睇到嘅嘢。
That's verses 1 to 5.
呢个就系第一至第五节。
So Paul begins by saying the word "we know."
保罗一开始嘅时候就提及到我们。
Could I get verse 1 on the screen, please? Yeah, verse 1. Perfect. It said, now we know. That means now we are certain, right?
I
could bank on it. I have confidence. Right? That our heavenly tent, you know, when our heavenly tent, the weak bodies we have now, when it dies off,
当我们死去的时候
we're going to have a new resurrected body.
我们能够有一个复原的身躯。
So three times in these five verses,
就在这五节经文里面的时候提及到帐幕有三次。
Paul says our present body is a tent.
保罗提及到我们现有的身躯只不过一个帐幕。
And in the first two verses,
就在头两节
he talks about our resurrected body as a building or a house.
提及到我们将来复活的身体的时候是一间的屋，是一间房屋。
It's like you and I.
就好似你同我
，our bodies, our physical bodies,
我哋嘅肉身嘅身躯
，is like a tent.
暂时嚟讲嘅时候，就好似帐幕一样。
It's temporary.
即系暂存嘅。
Tents typically, I would say you use the word typically, are meant to be temporary dwellings.
一般嚟讲嘅时候，帐幕系 for 短暂嘅居住。
You know, they're supposed to help you to have shelter.
佢只不過提供咗一個短暫嘅庇護所。
Have you been camping before?
大家中唔中意露營噶？有冇？
You know, this morning I asked who likes camping. I think one or two of you guys rose your hand. That's it.
今天早上嘅時候，早堂嘅時候，我問大家有幾多人中意露營，只不過得一兩個人舉手。
And I know some of the fellowships have been camping.
我亦都知道有某啲嘅團契嘅時候，今日有露營。
And I know some of you guys love it.
我亦都知道有某部分人係好喜歡
露營。But deep down inside, let me share something. Don't be offended. I really do not like camping.
其實我好同大家講，我心底裏邊我好唔中意露營。
And I'm really thankful God provided me a wife that even hates camping more.
我更加感謝神俾我個太太啊 Penny 咧，更加唔中意露營。
So it's been, I would say about 16 years since I've been camping. Okay.
我對上一次嘅露營咧，野營咧係16年前啦。
So my daughter goes, Daddy, Daddy, when are we going camping?
所以當我女女問我時候，爸爸爸爸，我哋幾時去露營啊
？I'm like, never.
我就會同佢講 ，forget it.
Never.
永遠都唔去。
See, here's the thing about camping.
嗱呢一樣嘢就係。
At least for me, you might have a different experience.
起碼對我嚟講啦。
You know, wherever I sleep, it just feels like something's poking my back.
每次當我去野營要瞓覺嘅時候，成日都覺得有嘢篤緊我背脊㗎。
You know, whenever I'm going to sleep, I see these shadows, you know, dancing around on top of the tent. I go, what is that thing? You know.
咁當我夜晚瞓覺嘅時候，我睇個帳幕嘅時候，哇，點解咁多黑影喺度喐嚟喐去㗎
？And all these noises outside, right?
出邊有好多古靈精怪嘅怪聲。
But more importantly, I'm getting old, so when I wake up, everything hurts, right?
特別係當我年紀漸長嘅時候，我起身嘅時候，周身骨痛。
But I keep telling myself, thank God, this is temporary, right?
於是乎，我就提醒自己，感謝神，呢啲嘅即係暫時嘅身。
But the worst is when you pack up and it starts raining, right?
特別其實最慘嘅咧，就係當我哋要去收帳幕嘅時候，又落大雨嘅時候。
And you just throw everything in the trunk, just go, 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 right?
諗都唔諗噶啦，將所有嘢掉曬落個倉度就算噶啦。
Temporary dwellings,
暫時嘅居所。
Sort of like our bodies,
就好似我哋呢個身軀一樣。
It's like a temporary dwelling.
只不過係火一個短暫嘅。
All in all, our bodies are pretty good tents, I believe, right?
無可否認，我哋嘅身體都係一個非常之好嘅帳幕嚟㗎啦，已經。
But the reality is, no matter how good our tent is, it's not going to last forever.
無論我哋點樣去保障我哋嘅身體嘅健康都好，終有一日身體。
Whatever you know, diet you on, whatever supplements you take, no matter how much exercise you do, yeah, you may prolong your life a little bit, but this dwelling eventually will cease to exist.
無論我哋透過去做運動啊，透過唔同嘅療法等等嘅時候，我哋始終呢一個身體都會有衰去嘅一日。
So Paul points us towards this resurrection of our bodies.
於是乎，保羅喺呢一度嘅時候就叫我哋能夠去留心嗰個將來呢一個嘅。
It's compared to a stable and secured house, right?
俾到我哋有一幅嘅圖畫，睇到我哋將來嘅時候呢個身軀就會係一個健全嘅。
In other words, it's sort of like our resurrected bodies are everlasting. They're built to last.
就好似我哋將來呢一個復活嘅身體嘅時候，能夠存到永遠。
See, I love this. You know, in 5:1,
喺哥林多後書五章第一節。
He said, "Now you know that the earthly tent we live is destroyed. We have a building from God."
當我哋呢一個嘅暫存嘅帳棚被毀壞嘅時候，神已經為我哋預備咗一個永存嘅房屋。
If you look at the word "we have,"
當我哋留心，我睇到話我哋有一個嘅將來會有嘅，必得神所做。
We have. That means it's present tense.
當我哋係呢個嘅文法上嘅句法嘅時候，係一個嘅現在式。
He's not talking about the present, but the future.
其實雖然係現在式，但佢背後嘅意思係佢係能夠好確信呢一樣嘢。
But it's interesting. Paul uses present tense because the future promise is so sure. Right?
保羅喺呢度喺文法上面，佢雖然係用一個現在式，正正係咁嘅時候，就反映出佢對將來呢件事情嘅。
Because Paul is so certain that as Christians we'll be raised from the dead.
因為對保羅嚟講嘅時候，佢絕對相信將來被提嘅時候，身體會得贖。
That's pretty interesting.
非常之有趣。
You see, our bodies are not meant to last.
大家都知道我哋呢個身體咧係始終有衰退嘅。
And in verses 1-5,
就喺哥林多後書第五章一至第五節。
Paul paints this picture.
保羅就喺度描繪咗一幅圖畫。
Knowledge, in one sense, is like I'm telling you, there's a sense of hope, resurrected body.
在知識上邊，一方面保羅提醒我哋，將來會有一個。
Ultimately, we each and every one of us, as followers of Christ, are made for another world.
保羅提醒我哋，每一個作為基督嘅跟隨者嘅時候，我哋將來都能夠身體得。
Reminds us that this world is not our home.
係更加提醒我哋，暫時呢一個世界唔係我哋嘅永遠嘅居
所。Now, keep that in mind. That's good knowledge. You say thank you. I know that. That's good.
嗱，大家留心，呢啲只不過係頭腦上面嘅知識。
Tell me something I don't know. Now let's move on. I love how Paul breaks this down. Let's move on to verse 6-8. And I'm going to use a few words in English in verse 6. I say, therefore, we are always confident. I'm going to stop there, the word confident. Always confident.
Always confident.
We're always confident because right now we are at home in the body. But being at home in the body means that we're away from the Lord. So it's interesting because Paul is saying, listen, I'm going to tell you this, but there is confidence. You got to realize that you could bank on this. There's confidence that this is going to happen.
雖然保羅提醒我們,雖然我們暫時在這個新來與主相離,但是將來我們都能夠肯定就是與主相離。
See, a lot of things in life takes that confidence away.
其實在生活裡面的時候,很多東西都衝擊著我們這種的信心。
And as such, it could be, you know, us falling into different traps, right, that steer us away from that confidence.
正如在我們生活裡面的時候,有很多不斷的衝擊陷阱的時候,令到我們對於這個確信失去盼望。
Because a lot of times we say we know.
很多時候我們都說很多東西, 我知。
But the thing is, where's your confidence?
但我們能不能有這種的確信,
when push comes to shove, when the going gets rough, where do you bank your faith upon? Right?
當逆境來到的時候, right? 我們的信心從何而來呢?
See, that's why Paul says, you know what? Therefore, we're always confident.
保羅在這裡的時候就作出一個例子, 他絕對有信心。
You're not just confident, you don't just know, but you're confident that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord.
保羅在這裡的時候並不只是單單提出一個頭腦上的這個知識,他更加是表達出那種無懼的信心。
You know, sometimes we fall into the trap of not being confident.
很多時候我們都會跌入一個光景裡面的時候,其實我們是沒什麼信心。
You know, sometimes a good way to realize that is we fall into a pattern of sin.
很多時候,
in the beginning, it's sort of like, okay, sure, you're not aware of it, right?
很多時候我們開始犯罪的時候,我們都說,不好意思,我竟然不自覺地做了些事。
And the spiral just keeps going down and down and down.
但這個就正如惡性漩渦一樣的時候,不斷不斷向下沉。
But sometimes you tell yourself, oh, no worries, I have strength, I could overcome it, right?
很多時候我們都給自己一個假象,沒問題,我應該一定能夠勝過。
And after a while, you're going to be overcome by it. Some people say, oh, forget it. Then you just give up, right? See, another way to realize that you don't have this confidence, we're constantly grumbling, unhappy, and complaining.
Right?
We become critical and negative about life. Then we're looking for, you know, we need everything that's good in heaven down here, right? Pay attention to your prayers. That's accountability I have between my wife and I. We keep each other's prayers accountable.
Right? Hear me out for a second.
What are we praying for?
Oh
God, give me this. Oh God, give me that. Oh God, I don't want this. Oh God, give me more of this.
我們在向神的禱告裡面的時候,會不會很多時候都是從我的出發點,我想要這些東西,我不想要這些神給這些東西,我,不要給某些東西。
I need more of heaven down on earth for me, right?
我希望能夠有更多的好的事情臨到。
See, when God becomes a vending machine, I call it, right? Whatever I feel like, God, I put a quarter in, give it to me, right? Oh, out of order? Oh, ran out? Oh, no more Coke? What kind of God are you,
right?
See, sometimes when we start going down that pattern, we got to realize we lack that faith and confidence.
很多時候,如果我們向著這個方向去的時候,我們就發覺我們已經
We're really living by sight, what is in front of us, instead by faith.
我們在那個時刻的時候,我們所做的任何的決定,都是只憑眼見,
so it's your present circumstance dictates how you are with God.
如果我們對神的態度是受著環境而影響或者改變的時候,
so that's why Paul reminds us.
所以保羅提醒我們,
reminds us, where is your home?
究竟你的心所屬在哪裡呢?
It's up there.
Right?
And encourage us to be confident about our future. Confident. And sometimes we're not confident because we do not spend enough time marinating ourselves in the scripture.
很多时候我们对神没有信心，因为我们很少愿意投资时间将自己浸淫在神的话语里面。
Then we use our knowledge of who we think God is to dictate how we should live. Right?
以至到我们能够很多时候用我们对于圣经一些或者自己一个不完全的看法去决定我们怎么去回应事情。
That's why as a pastor,
所以作为一个牧者，
I need your encouragement too.
我是需要大家的鼓励的。
Always check up on me. Just check up on me once in a while. I dare you to. I encourage you to.
敢不敢与我见面的时候，不断地去提醒我一啲嘅事情。
It's not Pastor George. How good of a leader are you?
唔系净系单话啊啊 George 你做咗几多嘅好嘢。
That's secondary.
呢个系次要嘅。
But more, George, are you spending time in the Word of God?
不妨嘅都提醒我要花多啲时间喺神嘅话语上。
Ask me that. I give you permission to ask me that.
系啊，我俾你问我啊，问我咯。
Because that's primary.
Because
if we don't spend time in God's word, we will lack the confidence. That's why Paul is saying here, we always have confidence. Not just knowing, we always have confidence. Because time's going to come when we're going to be discouraged, trust me.
Right?
We have, you know, up and down points in life, right?
人生有起有跌，有高有低。
Discouragement is like the opposite of confidence.
其实呢一个嘅逆境嘅时候，就好似鼓励嘅相反一样。
And the number one weapon the evil one could use against Christ's followers is to make you discouraged.
冷恶者去攻击每一个基督嘅跟随者嘅时候，第一样嘢就系叫我哋能够。
He doesn't care if you're committed. 做多啲仲好啊。He wants you to be committed even more.Right? Because the more you do, the more you're going to be discouraged. Because the more you do, the more you're going to be burnt out. The more you do, you're going to start comparing yourself to others, right?
那恶者不介意我们为主去投放更多的资源，只要我们能够，他能够达到目的，叫我们能够丧胆泄气的时候就得了。因为我们越做得多，我们就越觉得灰心。
But go back to the confidence.
容许我哋去翻到去起初呢一个嘅。
When the going gets rough, when things start derailing in your life,
当我哋整个嘅世界好似将要塌下来嘅时候
，Go back to God.
翻到去神嗰度。
Put your faith back on His promises. Be confident of His promises.
将信心摆翻去神俾我哋嘅应许上边。
So you look at the example of Peter.
让我哋再睇一睇彼得。
We always say, oh, Peter, you know, he fixed his eyes on Jesus, he could walk on water, right?
当我们常常想到彼得的时候，他说，彼得在水上面去行走的时候。
And you know, in children's church, I learned that. That was such a cool story, right? He was walking on water, right?
当我小时候在儿童主学的时候，经常都学到这个故事的时候，彼得怎样在水上面去行走。
But the last part of Peter's life, we rarely talk about.
但其实我们很少会提及到彼得另外一个的后期的故事。
See, if you're curious, you could look at it in the Gospel of John.
如果大家有興趣嘅時候，可以不妨去睇下《約福音》後邊嘅時候。
John 21, the last chapter.
就係《約福音》最後嗰章，第廿一章。
You know, Peter got into a point where, you know, when Jesus was gone, he didn't even know what to do anymore, right?
喺《約福音》第廿一章嘅提及到，當耶穌基督未復活之前嘅時候，彼得點樣去翻到佢從前嘅職業裏邊
？Yeah, he just went back to be a fisherman, right? Not fisher of people.
彼得唔再係一個得人漁夫，即係翻做一個。
He got discouraged. He lost confidence in Christ. And then Jesus reappeared.
Right?
So, yo, guys, any fish? Nothing. Yo, try casting your net over there.
Right?将船开到水深之处下网打鱼
，and then it says 153 fish。
好清楚记录到彼得一网打咗153条鱼。
But last but not least, it goes back to Jesus telling Peter to fix his eyes back on him, right？
大家留意就系当耶稣基督喺呢度嘅时候，再次提醒翻彼得应该要将眼目注视喺。
It says, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these？
Right.
These could be a lot of things. I got an insight from the conference this weekend. The word these.
这个这些 在過一個星期裏邊嘅時候，透過參與一個嘅聚會嘅時候，俾到我好多嘅啟示。
The speaker said this, and it really light bulbs went off in my head. Right?
喺呢個聚會裏邊嘅時候，俾到我有好多嘅亮光。
These could be, he said, it could be the miracles, the powers of Christ. Right?
好多時候呢啲嘅亮光可能係一啲嘅神蹟奇事。
Are you like, you know, excited about all the flashing lights and all the power that I can do? You know? Right?
當我哋能夠將我哋注意力淨係去睇住一啲好能夠吸引別人眼睛目光嘅事情嘅上邊嘅時候
，So it's not different than God being a vending machine. He would just do things to make you happy, right?
如果我哋對神有呢啲咁嘅期望嘅時候，我哋只不過係視耶穌基督為一個嘅提款機。
But instead,
但係其實
，Jesus said to him, you know,
耶穌提醒我哋
，He told him to feed his lamb.And it required a response because Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Right?
耶稣基督就勉励彼得，彼得，你牧养我的羊。
Feed my sheep, fix my eyes on you. You have the confidence you can do it.
彼得，注视我，留意我。
Last but not least is this.
到最后。
Last point.
最后嗰点。
I want to talk about this, and it's the last two verses.
我就希望能夠提到最後嗰兩節。
Last two verses. First, we got the hope.
我哋首先嘅時候，我哋提到盼望。
We know it. Verses 1-5, and then Paul say, "No, you need the confidence."
我哋都能夠對神要有信心。
You know, bank your faith, not just in the present situation. Bank your faith, confidence in what God is able to do, the promise for you.
我哋無論係現在或者將來，我哋嘅信心咧建基喺神嘅話語上邊。
Then last but not least,
最後亦都係最重要嘅。
It's verse 9-10.
是《哥林德後書》第五章第九至第十節。
See, Paul encourages us to please the Lord in everything we do.
保羅勸勉我哋，我哋要立定志向，要得主的喜悅。
Because our future home is not here.
因為我哋將來嘅家唔係喺呢一度。
And ultimately,
最終
we will all stand judgment before Christ.
我哋會喺神嘅審判台前。
Like I said this morning to the worship.
我哋正如喺今天早上面嘅早堂嘅時候嘅分享。
I said judgment is something we rarely talk about.
我哋其實好少提及到將來嘅審判。
It's not a very popular subject, right?
因為其實都係似乎都唔好受歡迎。
We talk about God's love, God's blessings, God's providence, no problem, right?
我哋好成日都提及到神嘅愛、神嘅供應。
But that's not a holistic gospel.
但係呢個唔係一個嘅整全嘅福音。
Because it talks about the judgment.
因為整全嘅福音係包含到將來嘅審判。
Verse 9.So I say, so we make it our goal to please Him.
所以無論是住在身內離開神，
whether we are at home in the body or away from it,
我哋都立咗志向要得主嘅喜悅。
Let's go to verse 10.
我哋去到第十節。
For we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
因為我們眾人必要在基督台前顯露出來。
That each one may receive what is due to him.
叫個人按著本身所行的或善或惡受報。
For the things done while in the body,
就正如我哋喺肉身上面所做嘅嘢。
Whether good or bad,
無論係好定壞。
So some of you guys may have some confusion here.
可能有啲人咧有少少嘅混亂嘅都。
Why would God judge us?
點解神要審判我哋咧
？Isn't our faith in Him and receiving Him being Lord of our life enough?
當我哋話我哋憑住信心向佢認我哋即係罪人嘅時候，咁樣得救嘅時候，咪已經足夠嘅啦咩
？No, 9 and 10.
第九節到第十節。
It's more like a vision to inspire us to live out our faith. See, many of us, we get a little bored sometimes. We get a little unhappy at times. And this all spawns from lacking a clear vision and purpose in life. Right?
嘅目的冇一個正確嘅睇法。
And we're told here God wants to give a vision to our life.
其實喺呢度嘅時候，保羅提及到神係俾我哋能夠睇到一個嘅人生嘅藍圖。
And what is the vision?
究竟呢個藍圖呢個意象係啲咩嘢咧
？It's our goal to please God.
呢一個嘅方向就係我哋點樣去討神嘅喜悅。
It's our goal to reflect this hope to please God, so others would know.
呢個目的就係透過我哋所做嘅嘢嘅時候。能夠反映出我哋對神嘅信心，去討神喜悅。
What is the goal and the vision and the driving force for our life?
究竟我哋人生係應該受到咩嘅動力去驅使
？I'm going to go back to First Corinthians.
我哋去睇翻《哥林多前書》。
And I know Panda knows this, so I'm not going to catch him totally off guard, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 10:31, and this is what it says.
哥林多前書第十章第三十一節。
It says, you know, whether you eat or drink,
所以你們無論或吃或喝。
And whatever you do,
無論作什麼。
So whether you're eating, whether you're drinking, whether you're living, whatever you do,
無論你做嘅任何嘅事情。
We are to do it for what? The glory of God.
都要為榮耀神而行。
Bingo, that's right there, the glory of God.
神嘅榮耀。
We're to live it out.
我哋需要活出神嘅榮耀。
See, here's the thing. Let me give you a quick pointer here.
讓我能夠再一個小小嘅總結。
You know, some of you ask, hey, how is this good works things measured? What does that even mean, right?
究竟好行為係代表住啲咩嘢咧？
And why is God judging us? What does it mean, right?
點解神會按住我哋嘅行為去施行審判呢？
Yes, it says Christ is our Savior. We know that.
神作為我哋嘅救主。
But ultimately, He's also our Judge.
但係唔好忘記，神亦都係將來會審判我哋所做。
And at the last day,
就喺末後嘅日子。
When we meet God face to face,
當我哋喺白色大寶座嘅面前。
He will assess our lives.
祂會去檢視我們一生所行。
He will pass judgment on the way we lived.
祂會去評價我們一生所做的。
You can't really bargain at that point. You can't plea bargain. It's not going to work, right?
你去到那天的時候，是再沒有抗辯的機會了。
So here's the thing. He knows our motives.
神知道我們的動機。
He knows our thoughts.
神知道我們的心思意
念。 And this judgment will be thorough, but it will also be fair.
在當日那個審判的時候，正因為神知道認識我們的時候，所以是絕對的公正。
The reality is, and I say this carefully,
我們都要很小心地說，
We're all heading towards a trial.
其實我們每一個人都要面對將來這個不能夠。
I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're all journeying towards it.
雖然我不知道是何時會發生，但我們知道將來我們會面臨審判。
So imagine you have a court day in 30 days.
試想想一下，如果大家因為有某些事情要，譬如三十日後之後要出庭。
And your actions for the next 30 days will be scrutinized and assessed, right?
如果當你知道你在這三十日裏面的時候，你的一言一行的時候都會影響這個的判決。
You know, any smart person will use that time to carefully assess their conduct and live accordingly, right?
如果一個聰明的人就會很小心在這三十日裏面的時候，他所講的每一句說話，所做的每一件事情。
Recently, I wanted to save money on my auto insurance.
最近嘅時候，我希望能夠喺呢一個汽車保險上面慳啲錢。
Because I don't know, living in Markham, every year my rates are going up. I don't know why.
因為當我住喺我個區嘅時候咧，汽車保險嘅保費咧每年增加。
I don't know if I'm the best driver, but I think I'm an okay driver.
雖然我唔敢講話自己一個好嘅駕駛者，但我都覺得係一個唔錯嘅。
So I called my agent.
所以我就俾電話我汽車保險。
I said, Yo, man, why is my rates going up?
跟住我問個經紀。喂，點解佢保費逐年增加？
Is there any way you could reduce it?
我問：喂，用有咩方法可以將我保費減低啊？
He goes, yeah, there's one way.
跟住佢就同我講：有一個方法咯。
You could install an app on your phone, right?
你可以喺你呢一個嘅手提電話上邊去裝一個嘅程式。
And it will monitor your driving habits.
呢個程式咧會實時去監察你嘅駕駛。
I'm like, oh my gosh.
跟住話：哦，我的天啊
！6 months of this.They will be my judge.
六個月，在這六個月裡面的時候，他會不斷地監察我的駕駛習慣。
Whether I'm speeding.
無論我是超速。
Yes, I do sometimes. Sorry, I do.
間唔中啦，間唔中啦。
Whether I hard brake.
或者我是很大力地去踏這個剎車。
Yes, I do. Sometimes.
有時我剎車都很急。
Or whether I'm driving past 11:30 p.m. at night and when we're going to stop meeting at that time, you know.
特別是當半夜的時候，當我駕車的時候。
That's not a safe time to drive, so that's no good. Another cross, right?
哎呀，小心揸車。
But it's sort of like that.
個意念就係咁啊。
The verdict.
個六個月後。
The sentence will be based on my driving behavior in the next 6 months.
六個月後嘅時候，我保費增加有幾多就視乎我喺嚟緊呢六個月裏邊嘅時候我嘅駕駛習慣。
So may God have mercy on me. Oh man.
啊，希望神幫助。
But Paul also tells us the basis of the judgment will be.
但是保罗都在这里提醒我们这个审判的准则是什么
Each one of us will be individually and personally judged.
这个准则就是每一个人是按着自己所做的事去受审判。
And here's the thing.
这一点就是
Good works, you might say.
好的行为。
How does that even work? I'm going to finish off with this. Isn't Paul contradicting himself? So when we believe in Jesus, we're homebound to heaven, right? Why is he talking about good works and we're going to be measured by good works? We're going to be judged. This is weird, right? Trust me, he's not contradicting himself. Or scripture does not contradict itself either. See, and also good works cannot be a basis of our justification for eternal life. Because we're all sinners. No one's righteous. And no one can meet the God's standards of perfection. Our good works cannot merit God's favor. But third, this is why the Bible says that our only hope of eternal life is based on the cross and what Jesus done on it. So here's the biggest question. What role do good words have in our life? How can Paul say that they are necessary for eternal life? And if you miss everything I said in the past half hour or so, hear this carefully. The answer is that good works are necessary. They're seen as fruit and evidence of the life we have in Christ. Because the moment you say yes to Jesus, the moment you invite him to be your Lord and Savior, in a part of God's deposited into us, Spirit, right? And the notion of the Spirit is in the process of refining our life to be more like Christ. But the only way that can happen is we must surrender to it. There's a transformation that has to take place. And good works, then it shows that we're really alive. It's sort of like living letters. We're alive letters of Christ. It's like broken jars of clay. We could actually let God's glory seep through, right? But if someone claims to be alive, but we have no evidence of being alive, that's not going to work. So this needs to be the vision of our life, the driving force of our life. So if we're called to go and bear fruit, first, we must understand the hope. We must have confidence in this hope. And this hope is going to continually transform us. Right? It becomes a vision and mission statement of our life.
Right?
Flowed out to others to see
that
we are alive in Christ. So let's go fish. Logos Baptist Church, let's all be alive. Visible images of his hope.
Right?
Through our words, our actions and deeds, it's got to seep and penetrate and reflect the alive hope we have in Christ. Then we'll be journeying towards a disciple making church. But it starts with you and I. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for your word.
Lord,
thank you for your promise. that you are hope and we have confidence in that and you called us to live that out.
And
you give us the confidence. You give us intentionality. To lean into you, to be visible, you know, images of your hope to this broken world. Use each and every one of us to be active agents, to go bear fruit. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.